Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's a jam. This is a stone cold jam.
Let's bring it down.
Yeah. Well, the lady at the beginning is just so aggressive, so I always try to find something to kind of soothe everybody out a little bit. Have a great Friday!
One more
night. We do have some open lines for some grievances if you want them. 913-586-7798. And Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com. Dana has foregone her honorary first grievance of the week, and she has handed it to Sam Stevie III.
I will try to make it as quick as I can. My grievance, in a nutshell, why do recalls have expiration dates? I bought my truck used. It's a 2008 in 2019. I won't say the brand. I noticed this morning that a chunk of the frame is hanging.
Oh.
It rusted. Mm-hmm. Common for these parts. But I look into it and find out that this car manufacturer had a major issue for about 20 years with rusting frames to the point that they issued a recall in 2016. That's great. I bought the truck in 2019. The recall expired in 2021. Had I known that I could have gone and gotten a brand new frame in 2019, mm-hmm. I would have taken it.
Sam, that's a great grievance. Did you buy this truck privately or from a dealership?
Privately.
Hmm.
And so I called that dealership today and I said, hey, I didn't know that there was a recall on this and now my truck is falling apart. And it's kind of an important part of the truck. Like you can't, you know, truck without it. Why do they expire? If you sold the defective product, when it falls apart, you should fix it, even if it falls apart 15 years later. That's my grievance.
Sam, that's a good grievance, my friend. Lines are open at 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Please allow me to be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. All right, let's get to it. Keep in mind, if the phone is ringing, you've gotten through, but we have a number of lines and only one Sam. So just be patient. If the phone is ringing, hang tight. Sam will be with you in just a moment. Kathy in Olathe, you are first in, so you get the first one. Hello.
Wow, thank you. I've never been first here before. I don't have a grievance. I have a thank you for you guys. Last Friday, I was driving home during the bonus hour, and it was the story was the guy who was poisoning his neighbor's trees. And I was like, oh my gosh, you've got to do it. You've got to play it. You've got to play it. And then you played it. And I was like, yes! There's a hole in the sky where a tree once stood.
Somebody's making money.
I just love that you played it. And I just wanted to thank you guys because you never fail to make me think. You make me laugh. You just usually make my evenings so much better.
Oh, well, thank you. That is so sweet of you to say that. Thank you. I hope you have a good weekend.
You're welcome.
Right. Well, Kathy. Thank you for the call.
Let's go to Paola and Austin. Austin, hello.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Thanks for the show you guys put on every day.
Thanks for letting us do it.
Absolutely. So my grievance, I'm a father of two, a 5- and a 2-year-old, and I know we're not supposed to give brands, but it doesn't matter because they all do it. The fruit cups that I buy for my kids, I sit there and try to open these things like I'm in the SWAT team. And every single time I try to open these for my kids or myself, I get the juice everywhere. So I just want to know why every single one of those companies that make these fruit cups are against parents for making a complete disaster zone of the juice of the cup. So I appreciate you guys. Have a good weekend.
You do the same. Thank you, Austin.
I open every single package and packaging like I'm a rabid drunk raccoon for that reason. Sometimes you just can't open it the way they want you to. If you just dive right in any way you want, willy-nilly, make it a mess,
well, why can't
it works easier.
Why can't they make it easy to get the lid off of the fruit cup? Why does
it would make a mess if it popped off on accident.
Okay. A couple of people dropped off. If you want in, this is your chance. We'll get you on before the bottom of the hour, 913-586-7798. Lucy in Lee's Summit. Hello, Lucy.
Happy Friday.
Same to you.
I've got a grievance. I have a junior high football student, and he gets out of practice at 5 o'clock. And they're supposed to be out of practice at 5 o'clock, but I pull up at 5 o'clock. They're still on the field at 5 o'clock, and they don't get off until 5:05, and then they have to go and change out of their outfits and go into the gym, and they come out one by one because they're all in there jacking around, and I don't get out of the parking lot until 5:30. And it's just obnoxious because that's dinner time, and I'm trying to get one kid here and one kid there, and it's just annoying.
That's a fair grievance.
Very fair,
Lucy. And a good one. And in the 14, 15 years we've been doing this, never heard that grievance before. Good one. Matt in Western Shawnee. Hello.
Hello, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
Traveling down your favorite road, Shawnee Mission Parkway.
Which is right a disaster. That is my grievance of the week. Shawnee Mission Parkway is a freaking disaster right now.
Yep. I'm just getting ready to hit your favorite bumps here in just a few minutes.
Oh, my God. Brace yourself. You're going to concuss yourself.
Hey, listen, thank you for taking my call. My grievance is this, and haven't heard anybody speak of it yet, but with Shawnee being divided, or rather Kansas City, Missouri being divided into three districts on the Missouri side, we're going to hear triple the commercials come election time. That's a pre-grievance, but yeah. I think it's going to be a legitimate one.
Oh, because of the way that they're moving the lines around so that I think it's fair to say they're trying to get Emmanuel Cleaver out of office so the lines are going to move into Kansas City proper.
Correct. And instead of one election for one candidate, there'll be three candidates vying for those spots over there in Missouri.
Right on. So
Can I thank you for the grievance, Matt. Can I piggyback that with a gratitude?
Sure. Of course.
To the candidate running for a position in Mission Hills named Weed, hats off to you. The signs are everywhere. Vote Weed. Say yes to Weed.
We want Weed.
We want Weed. We want Weed now. His name is Weed. Carrie and I were driving through Mission Hills today. I'm sure there are other people in that race. I'm not here to give out anyone free like publicity. I'm really not. What a brilliant name if you are running for political office.
He should hold a gathering at Blunt Park.
Right?
Why wouldn't he?
I mean,
weed forever.
Or fundraisers at the grass pad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Everybody's high on grass.
I'm like, I don't know who this guy is. I don't know what he stands for, but that name is outstanding.
From the text line, I have a grievance. It's the bonus hour. I want a live hour, not a bonus hour. I will pay you guys an extra hour's wage. You're worth it.
Oh.
Well,
we have families, and I'd like to get home before 7:30 at night.
I will do it for $1
million. $1
million? $1 million.
Not a billion? 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
All right, let's get to it. More grievances, please. DJ, it's been a minute. Calling in from Oklahoma. Hello.
Hey, hi, good evening.
Good evening.
My grievance is has a little bit of Tim Grunhardt in it. If you research, if you ask AI, who's the last NFL player to be penalized for assisting a player over a goal line, Tim Grunhardt, 1992, January 5th. So my grievance is the tush push has to go. It is a ugly play, and they can't even referee it, as we saw in the replay.
No, that's true. There were some offsides for sure. In your AI search, did it say who Tim Grunhardt, by the way, good friend of the show, helped push over the end zone?
I think it was Joe Taylor. It was like a receiver. Actually, he pulled him off a pile and moved them forward.
Yep. Hey, DJ. I love your grievance, and maybe we'll bring this back on Monday. If you look up the Rich Eisen show on Facebook, okay, he interviewed someone named Dean Blandino, who I assume is a longtime NFL person. And I posted this on my Dana Wright KMBZ page 6 hours ago. It is a brilliant ground level and simple explanation of why NFL staffers want the tush push banned. It is so well explained. Mm-hmm. And one of the things he just said is spot on. The referees cannot referee it. They can't get in. They can't see. Calls are wrong. I urge you to go listen to his comments. He made them on the Rich Eisen podcast. Again, his name is Dean Blandino. I posted it 6 hours ago today.
Let's go to Lee in North Kansas City. Lee, good afternoon.
Hey, guys. Hi. I have a gratitude, a grievance, and some advice.
Okay.
For farmers, I'm driving through the hills of Platte County, and they're starting to harvest, and there's this beautiful smoke in the air, and it smells so good, but so grateful for our farmers in this country. It's amazing what they do. That's my gratitude. My grievance is in line. Austin actually gave me my grievance. I cannot stand packaging. I literally keep pliers in my kitchen drawer to open packages of food that I wish to eat. But I just learned a great hack. So here's some advice for Austin. And it works. So, you know, you're going to go open that fruit cup, and there's a glue that goes around the rim of that bowl, if you will. But if you rub that bowl, turn it upside down and rub it on a countertop, or if you're opening a container of cottage cheese, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Take the lid of the cottage cheese, turn it upside down and rub it several times across that. You're creating heat to loosen that glue, and then you don't have those issues of fruit juice and stuff.
Okay. Flip it over and rub it.
That's what she said. Mark in Kansas City, Kansas. Hello.
Hello. How's everybody doing?
We're doing well.
Great. A beautiful day today. Hope everybody has a wonderful weekend.
Yes.
And my grievance is going to be for Dana. And thank you, Mr. Sam Stevie, for taking my call. The most wonderful man in all of Kansas City radio. And remember on the movie Dumb and Dumber, Lloyd says to Harry, have you ever heard the most annoying sound
in ever?
The world?
Yeah.
I'm not going to replicate that, but I am going to replicate another one.
Okay.
And so he does the noise, and this one is going to be, I'm going to warn everybody that has sensitive ears that this is going to be worse than that, and it's worse than fingernails on a chalkboard.
Wow.
So here we go.
That just makes me laugh, Mark. You just made me laugh.
Okay. Karen in Overland Park. That one confused me. Hello, Karen.
Oh, hello. This is a nice Karen. Whenever I say my name's Karen,
oh,
I always
good
say
for
I'm a
you.
Nice one. And it usually gets a laugh. So, yeah, I turned 70 in a couple of months, and there are Karens galore in this generation. So. But I've lived in Overland Park for 25 years, and I have listened to your program pretty much. I have listened since the very first program, so I go back to the first day. So I've been through a lot of producers, news people, all the people that have been on your program and have thoroughly enjoyed it. So this is the last Friday I'm living in Overland Park. I'm moving to Wichita, which everyone seems to be familiar with in good or bad way. My daughter's family lives there, two grandsons. So I'm going to be there to go to all their sports stuff and be part of their life in Wichita. Sure. I will miss Overland Park and Kansas City immensely, but I can still listen to you guys, probably will every day in the afternoon, turn it on, because that's how I've lived for how many years have you guys been on? 13, 14, 15?
Dana and I have been together for 14 years.
14 years, so, you know, old habits die hard, so I will be listening to you. Just wanted to thank you for keeping me company.
Well, thank you.
Keeping me company for all those years. So.
Well, Karen, you be well, and we'll miss you around town.
But just follow us on the app, and you can listen down in Wichita.
Oh, I will do the app. It'll be fun, and get to hear what's still going on in town. So thank you. I don't know how many of us have listened to you since the very first, but
those first shows, I'm going to be honest with you, nice Karen, those first shows were a little rough. But we powered through. We powered through. I think Dana quit 6 times in the first 6 months.
Closer to 5.
Including one time where I chased her down the hall begging her to stay. Please don't leave me. Please. Please, dear God, don't leave me. 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Q39KC.com. We do have a line open if you want to grab it. 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate at Q39KC.com. Let's go to Carrie in Prairie Village. Hello, Carrie.
Well, hello, guys.
Carrie Emmert. Hello, it's Carrie Emmert.
Oh, I get a two for today.
Hi. You guys, I have a grievance today.
What's your grievance, friend?
All right, so I really hope my neighbor's not listening. So this week in my hood, they had, like, the open house where you pay to go and, like, tour fancy houses. And I live in a very basic home, but the house next to me is like a castle. And they were on the tour. Okay, great, fine. I wasn't aware that this was happening, but whatever. I get up the other morning, and there are people, patrons, if you will, like walking through my yard, walking through my flower beds,
walking
through my driveway. Oh, I was very unhappy. Yes. And I realize it's for charity, so I try to, like, take a deep breath, but I just find that extremely rude.
Well, you feel like it's rude because it is rude.
You can be charitable-minded and not traipse through somebody's yard.
Oh, yeah. Right through my driveway. Oh.
Is your
right
neighborhood devoid
yard.
Of streets and sidewalks?
Unbelievable.
Huh.
Yep. So that's my grievance, guys.
Hey, I thought your grievance was going to be that I stole your lamps from the world's greatest estate sale today, but I want to assure you I'm just displaying them. I did not steal them. I'm just displaying them while I'm holding them for you.
At her house.
Correct. Oh, so that also might be my grievance.
No, I'm just displaying them. I mean, I can put them in the basement if you want, but they're fabulous, so I displayed them.
Okay, fine. You're off the hook.
No, that means she's... No, you don't speak Dana like I do. That means she's using them and is not giving them back.
I will give them back when requested. If you need them right now, I would give them to you.
I see.
Can I have one more grievance?
Well, I that's all I got.
We loaded, Carrie, my other grievance is you. We loaded so much stuff in my car after the world's greatest garage sale. The world's greatest sale. She called me this morning and she goes, the world's greatest sale is going on. And it's across the way from Ward Parkway, and go with me. And I go, okay. We loaded so much stuff in that car, and I'm storing some of it from her, and I'm happy to do that. And some of the things were mine, Carrie, and some of the things were Carrie's. Most of the things were Carrie's. I did not realize.
Whoa. No.
Okay.
Hold on.
I did not realize that someone was going to be home when I got home. And so I'm unloading your things, and I just go, this is all Carrie's.
Wow.
Well, that was a lie.
Carrie, I couldn't help but notice. She said, and I quote, I'm storing it from her. I don't think that was an accident.
I don't either. I would agree with that.
I threw you right under the bus today before I came to work.
Fantastic.
Like, this is for
now,
Carrie.
Now Johnny's going to send me a bill for storage.
This is for Carrie. Mm-hmm. This chair is for Carrie.
Be well, friend.
Bye.
Love you.
All right. Bye, guys.
All right. See ya. Anita in Kansas City. Anita, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi. Happy Friday.
Same to you.
So this is a pretty weak grievance for most people, but I am highly irritated at it. And that is Facebook Marketplace. You know, somebody, you list something, somebody blows up your phone, and you're like, okay, I'm going to work with you here. Mm-hmm. You've got two locations. I can do it at home. I can do it at work. Oh, I choose at work. So I load this crap up in my car. I take it to work. I haul it into the building. And then you no-show me. And then I send you a text. Hey, I can leave it here. You can pick it up tomorrow. And again, I can see that you read the dang text.
Yep.
You know, I'm just common courtesy.
Anita, I'm going to tell you right now, buying things on Facebook Marketplace under very specific circumstances is fine. I've tried to sell a couple of times. It's a nightmare. It's either fake people or people that bail.
Like bots?
Yeah, bots.
I love Marketplace. I buy there all the time. I get great stuff. But it's like just common courtesy, people. There's enough crap in this world. Come on.
Right on. Okay, we got you in. Got to keep moving. Let's go to Tristan in North Kansas City. Hello, Tristan.
Hi, Tristan.
Thank you for taking my call. My grievance is with Sam, and it's not a bad one. He does an awesome job of getting the podcast, and for those who don't listen to the podcast, he'll even do an isolated segment of each hour and upload that separately from the full hour. But the one thing he hasn't done that I wish he would do is just a mini episode of just Dana-isms. It would make it, when I'm having a bad day and I need my radio therapy, I can listen to some Dana-isms.
Tristan, we have talked about hiring an intern just to go through the volume in that library. It's thousands, and we've been on the air 13 years or 14 years. Mm-hmm. It would be a big job to throw them all together in some sort of form that we could put out into the universe.
But Tristan, we can make a deal with you. Would it be okay if Sam and I play just a handful of Dana-isms for you right now?
Absolutely. 5, 10. I don't know if we'll have time.
How about 6?
I am very happy with that. And also, where can I send my resume? I'll take that job.
Okay. All right, here we go. Tell me if these are good enough for you. Sam, I'll go first, then you, then me, then you. You know the deal. All right, here we go, Tristan.
There's only so much I can shove up there. I describe it as a volcano that erupts.
Okay.
Longer does not necessarily mean better. And I remember standing in front of that and just letting it blast on my face. I got it in, baby! So they get rid of the old hole and they make you a new hole. I have my original hole.
This is fascinating.
Speaking of balls, my God.
Oh, my God.
Don't trust that bush.
Don't trust that bush.
Okay. Flip it over and rub it. Promise you I'm trying not to whack it. I promise you. So I'm yelling more, harder. And I go, oh, my God, that feels good. Because it hurt.
We're done.
I'm just going to hand you the stick, and you hop up and see how many you can jump on. We're going to have Scott do it, and I'm going to do it.
Okay, Tristan.
I mean it. You cannot practice. It's got to be raw, pure pogo endurance.
I'm going to take that as that was good enough. Have a great weekend, my friend. Let's go to Bob in Waldo. Hello, Bob.
Hi, this guy just kept going back to the crotch.
Okay, Sam, stop. Hi, Bob.
Hey, guys. That was great. That was just great. What I just heard is awesome.
Glad you enjoyed it.
My grievance is traffic at Westport Road and Southwest Traffic Way, and people think when they turn left that the lane is 7 cars deep. It is not.
Mm.
They will block 3 lanes of traffic because they're not road scholars, if you will.
Wow, I see the play you did there, man.
Very nice, Bob. Very nice.
Well done, Bob.
Take care.
Be well. Have a great week. Kurt in Shawnee. Kurt, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon, guys. I do have your reservation for Funky Town this weekend.
Looking forward to it?
Of course. I've my tears and jeers as I'm stuck in traffic. Tears and jeers cheering to the KCTV5 tower. Glad that you got that turn back on, and it'll be it's a welcome sign after the longest time that it was off. Also, cheers to Bill Curtis. He was in town this week to hawk his new book called Worldwind. I would hope people get it. You can get it through KU Press. And the cheer, of course, is to Ticketmaster for doing what they're doing. It's going to be a long, drawn-out process with that. And also to the FAA and maybe the other stuff. Can we please fix the airport radar problem? I mean, people's lives are at stake, and we're having problems with this radar. This has been going on forever.
Yeah.
Can we find a doable fix so that the radars will be fine, so that people that are traveling from everywhere to KCI, Chicago, whatever, Dallas, they do not have to either stay on the plane for another hour or be in an airport for a whole night.
Hey, Kurt, good call, and thank you for letting us know that Bill Curtis was in town. Doggone it, I would have gone to see him.
I would want to get him on the air.
Could you just say, for God's sakes, take cover once?
The narrator of Anchorman. Dave in Olathe. Dave, hello.
Hey, I got another grievance about traffic. One of them, I'm sure you drive it every day, Scott, Shawnee Mission Parkway. Why do they shave the road and wait an entire week to resurface it? Can they not coordinate the shavers and the surfacers?
That is a great grievance, and my grievance at the beginning of the show was Shawnee Mission Parkway. You're absolutely right. They have shaved the road.
Yep.
And by shave the road, I mean miles of Shawnee Mission Parkway are shaved, and no one has been working this week on Shawnee Mission Parkway.
I love what he just said. Can we not align the shavers?
And the pavers.
913-586-7798,
586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
It is Festivus Friday. It is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate, Q39KC.com. Austin in Mission. Austin, hello.
Hey, Scott, Dana,
Hi.
Sam.
Hi.
I've got a grievance with the whole show. I've been a longtime listener for probably about 5 years or so. And when I first started listening, we used to have live shows where Dana and Parks would go out and have lunch, and we could watch you guys do the show, and I thought, how come we haven't seen one of those in a while? And I know COVID happened and kind of shut that down, but I'd like to see that stuff get started back up again.
Well, I'll tell you this, and we've heard this grievance before, Austin, and I appreciate your call, my friend. This is above our pay grade. And we go where we're told, when we're told, and we, believe it or not, Dana and I do not make those decisions. Chuck in Kansas City. Chuck, hello.
Hey, as Sam did not say it when I called, what up?
What up?
What up?
So I have a real-time grievance, which isn't why I called, which is this jack tool in front of me that sped up instead of letting somebody murder. This guy sucks. So just throw that out there. And it actually leads into my real grievance, which is with bully culture, like bullies. And I feel like everybody should watch Remember the Titans. There's a scene where the white quarterback guy and the black defensive star kind of get into it, and he's like, action reflects leadership. And I think whether it's the companies and people we're working for, or whether we're parents of kids, like actions of our people, or, you know, people that maybe run our country or not, I don't know, like actions reflect leadership. And I think right now everybody is so quick to just fire off a negative comment, or if they get some constructive criticism, they just melt down and feel like that the world is coming to an end and they're being attacked. Like, that stuff, it's got to stop, man. Like, I'm just done with it. So that's all I got, man. I love you, dudes.
All right.
Thank you so much, Chuck.
Thank you, man.
And Chuck, what up?
What up, Chuck? Mike in Topeka. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. So my grievance is a little bit in defense of Dana and the Dana-isms. While they are hilarious and very plentiful, you and Sam are both also guilty of Scott-isms and Samuel-isms, and I would like to hear some of those for a change. Yeah. Sam had one just yesterday. I don't remember the context of the conversation, but I think it was something phallic in nature, and you guys were pulling up a Dana-ism that she had just done, and Sam played it, and there was more, and you said, oh, no, there's more to it, and without missing a beat, Sam says, oh, let me get the whole thing. And I just couldn't help but laugh at that. And so I know there are some of these isms that you guys do as well, and I would love to hear some of those.
Okay.
Mike, we're running out of library space.
That's the truth. Let me go to Gloria in Kansas City. Gloria, hello.
Hello there.
Hi.
My grievance is, our grievance is people who merge and go on to the fast lane, and then they just slow down.
People who go into the fast lane and then slow down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Got you in. Nathan in Blue Springs, you get the last word. Hello, Nathan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going well. Thank you for asking.
So I got a traffic grievance for the Missourians. That 470 I-70 interchange in Independence, I swear, is always just a complete mess of people trying to get on 470 and get off of 470, and neither of them letting either of them do it.
I believe they're called Missourites. Missourites, that's correct.
I was born and raised. We've always been called Missourians.
No, it's Missourites. You were told wrong.
Oh, I guess.
Nathan, you have a great weekend, my friend.
You as well.
All right, be good. Today is National POW/MIA Recognition Day. Mm-hmm. Honoring the members of the U.S. Armed Forces who remain missing in action or are prisoners of war. Birthdays today. Jimmy Fallon is 51. Trisha Yearwood is 61. Jeremy Irons is 77. Bill Medley, still alive, 85. And Lita Ford is 67. We got to run. Have a great weekend. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. And God willing, we're back on Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.